Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcy Ann, and I want to welcome you tonight to my show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And on this show, I ask a lot of questions, like, say what? When? Where? Why? I've asked these questions my whole life. And I'm continually finding answers, but sometimes I find new answers to some of the old questions. And tonight I want to talk about DNA and music and share with you some new answers in these fields that I hope you'll find interesting. So first of all, have you ever wondered how just four letters of DNA can make all of those hundreds and hundreds of things that we have in our physical body? Well, I'm going to answer that question in just a minute. But right now, we only know about two strands of DNA that form a spiral. These two chains are held together by the weak thermodynamic forces. However, you are going to see, and I think it will be very soon, maybe even this year, that we actually have up to 12 strands of DNA. All that's documented right now is what Watson and Crick, playing with Tinker Toys, discovered back in 1953. And they received the Nobel Prize for their discovery, and they found the four letters of DNA. And they named them A, G, T, T, and C, which stands for words I can't pronounce. And these letters combined into complex sequences that make words and sentences and paragraphs that act as instructions to guide the formation and the function of some of the functions of each one of ourselves. Now, I believe that what they discovered is the sequences of what we receive from our parents only. And all these decisions that are being made by women today to have radical surgeries to take out the inherited cancer gene will seem as obsolete in the days to come as putting leeches on people to suck their blood out to try to help them to get well, when the power to be alive is in the blood. The inheritance spiral of DNA is only one of 12 spirals of DNA that we actually have. And within the structures of the other spirals that science will soon discover are miraculous housekeeping abilities that our body uses to erase anything that threatens our physical well-being. And that's why I'm doing this show tonight, because I want to get you ahead of the curve. We're going to do some time travel tonight and go where no man has gone before, getting outside of the box. Because the science today and the medicine that accompanies it is such a tiny look into the vast universe that is our body. You know, there's a spiritual principle, as without, so within. And inside of our body is a universe that is as vast and as fascinating as those recent pictures that the Hubble telescope sent back to us of our outer universe. Now, every cell has a membrane that holds everything of the cell inside the cell, and the DNA is inside of this membrane. Now, pretty soon, we're likely also going to find out that this membrane has consciousness. Now, right now, what we know that there are receptors on the outside of this oily boundary called the membrane. And these receptors seem to be constantly taking a look at all the stuff that's passing by, and they decide what it'll let into the cell or not let into the cell. Now, the person who discovered this is Dr. Candace Pert, PhD, and she writes in her book, Molecules of Emotion, it seems that these receptor molecules are in a constant state of vibration. So they respond to vibrational energy as well as chemical cues. They just wiggle and shimmy and hum as they bend and change. And they have roots that reach deep down into the interior of the cell. Now, these receptors are the scanners that just hover on the membrane of your cell. They dance and vibrate, just waiting to pick up a message that's carried by some other vibrating little creature that comes cruising along. They're just constantly moving and dancing in a rhythmic, vibratory way. Now, receptors are proteins, so they wait for the right key to come along, whether it's a vibrational energy or a chemical cue to swim up to them in the extracellular fluid. And these receptors will mount and fit themselves into the little keyholes. And this process is known as binding. You know what? This is sucks on the molecular regal. I can't even say it. Sex on the molecular level. These little sex creatures are called ligands. And as the ligand enters the keyhole, it tickles the molecule. So it changes its shape, it opens up, and click, information enters into the cell. Now, this information system is still mostly a mystery. It's very complex. But Dr. Pert suggests that the mind is what holds the network together, linking and coordinating the major systems in their organs and cells in an intelligently orchestrated symphony of life. There is an intelligence that is running things. And you know who that intelligence is? It's you. And this is what is called the mind-body connection. Now, Dr. Pert explained it like this. Striking a note to produce a vibration that rings a doorbell to open the door to the cell so that the message goes deep into the interior of the cell and can change the state of the cell dramatically. And you know, one day we will know that Dr. Pert was truly a forerunner in the field of mind-body science. And let me just read a part of the New York Times article that announced her death in September of 2013. Dr. Pert, a PhD neuroscientist, was working at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in the 1970s. When she discovered one of the most sought-after objects in brain research, the receptor in the brain that acts like a key in the lock that opens the cell membrane. Although it was Dr. Pert who discovered the receptor, the coveted Albert Lasker Award, often a precursor to the Nobel Prize, was awarded to the head of the laboratory where Dr. Pert worked, Dr. Solomon Snyder, not to Dr. Pert herself. Dr. Pert protested the award, which caused a sensation in the field of brain research, in addition to, again, serving as an example of the barriers and burdens that women face in science careers, and I would add here in any career. Dr. Pert was ousted from the program as well. The New York Times article continues, Dr. Pert continued her career at the National Institute of Mental Health, where she continued to do pioneering work on receptors and peptides that correspond to them, coming to the conclusions that steered her toward alternative medicine solutions. Dr. Pert and her husband, Dr. Ruff, an immunologist, also investigated another protein, peptide T, which they found to be extremely effective in fighting HIV by blocking the entry of the virus into the cells. This research was also squashed by the drug and medical world, whose only philosophy is, let's not get people well. We don't want to know what causes anything. We just want you to take our drugs and stay drug dependent. So we have created a citizenry that is addicted to drugs, and these drug addicts try to convince their children to not take drugs. Dr. Phil had a show on this recently. A daughter who was addicted to cocaine screamed at her mother, "Mother, admit it. You also are a drug addict. You are addicted to pain pills, sleeping pills, and Xanax." So in her book, Dr. Pert says, "I've come to the conclusion that virtually all illness has a definite psychosomatic component. The molecules of emotion run in every system of our body, creating a body-mind intelligence that is wise enough to seek wellness without any help from high-tech medical intervention." That's what she said in her book. Now, Dr. Pert was actually able to measure the weight of emotions in the cells. Anger has weight. Guilt has weight. Sadness has weight. These emotions are inside of the membrane of the cell, and they can clog up the action of the cell, which is what disease really is. And correspondingly, emotions of thankfulness, gratitude, joy, and happiness also work inside of the cell to create wellness. So you know what? It's all up to us. And today we now know, through documented scientific information in the subatomic world of particles and waves and theories of chaos and the uncertainty principles, we have found a bigger part of the universe that goes beyond Newton's architectural models. And now we know that what we believe to be fixed in stone is actually a continually moving and changing field of all possibilities all the time. And DNA is not set in stone, apparently. Nothing is fixed and set in stone. I just find this very exciting. I think life becomes an exciting adventure every single moment of every single hour of every single day. We're living in a field, an electromagnetic field of strong and weak forces that are constantly interacting with themselves, and we are in charge of it. In fact, according to Heisenberg, without the observer, there's nothing to observe. And we are the observer. We are critical to the overall operation of all things. Do you see how important you are? Dr. Peart says that the DNA information molecules are the basic units of a language used by cells throughout our body to communicate across all the systems, such as the endocrine system, neurological, gastrointestinal, and the immune system. The musical hum of the receptors as they bind to their many ligands in all parts of the body creates an integration of structure and function that allows the body to run smoothly and intelligently. That's a quote from her book. You know what I'm hearing here? Inside of our body, there is music playing. All of our organs are inside of us humming away. Because each organ hums at a certain vibration, and all of the cells of the body are humming together, making a cellular symphony of music. And if one of our organs gets out of tune, well, then we're not going to feel very good. And we get out of tune, we get uncomfortable, we get diseased. So why don't we just tune it back up to its original hum? Now, John Ballou states in his book, Sound Vibrational Healing, the assembly instructions for the human body are contained in human DNA. On each of 20 sites on the DNA, there are switches which are believed to be flipped on, producing humans with the characteristics we know. But there are an additional 41 sites that have switches that are still in the off position. And many believe that if some or all of these switches could be turned on, an entirely new type of human would be produced whose characteristics include mastery over illness, disease, linear time, and death, with a complete union of body, mind, and spirit. So that's our future there. Now, according to Dr. Arthur Young, in his book, The Reflexive Universe, man is at a stage of development right now that would be comparable to the stage of a horseshoe crab, which in the animal kingdom is the most primitive of the arthropods. So, see, we have a long way to go. I mean, after all, in the insect world, if one part is damaged, you know, they just grow a new one. We can't do that yet. And ants and bees and termites and meerkats all have very highly developed societies where each unit in the society knows its purpose and performs it. And there's no competition, no scarcity, and no lack in the society. The societies are non-hierarchical with complete sharing of all information. Their purposes are not based on profits or the love of money or accumulating things. Everybody's intent and desire is based upon the highest and best good of all. So, boy, we just do have a very long way to go. Right now, we only have 20 codons of DNA in operation. We have the capacity of 60 codons just within the currently recognized two-strand spiral of DNA. So there are 40 more codons to get activated in the two strands of DNA we know about, and then we still have another 12 strands available. A long way to go. So every single one of our cells is more complex than a space shuttle, and every cell contains super atomic power. Many experiments were performed by John Worrell Keeley that demonstrated the latent power in matter. there's enough energy contained in just one cell to destroy a city if it's released in a certain way. And Mr. Keeley learned how to liberate the etheric forces and astounded engineers of his day by single-handedly moving a 500-horsepower engine from one part of his shop to another simply by releasing the energy in the law of attraction and creating a process of repulsion. You can look that up on the internet. There are 35,000 genes in each human DNA molecule, made up of 3 billion chemical bases arranged in precise sequences. There is a divine master energy source of the original software program that created you, a very complex code which is individually yours. It is your Earth search engine. And the Divine Master has turned the process of your life and running this original software program over to you. Carl Sagan said we only use about 3% of our DNA, and 97% of it is genetic gibberish. Well, that means each strand of the double helix is 3 foot long. There are 6 sets of DNA in 1/100th of a space called a nucleus. And that means that the DNA has to coil itself 7 million times to fit into that space. 3 billion letters, 100 trillion cells, enough DNA to go to the sun and back 5 times, and we only use 3% of it. Now, in the old Newton science, we were told that this other 97% was just DNA junk, the 97% that was left over after we evolved into a human being. But what is really true is that 97% of DNA genetics just hasn't been used yet. It is yet to be explored and experienced. It's like God said, I'll start you out with 3% of your mind that you can use for anything you want. You can believe anything you want to. And I know you will start all kinds of religions and literally try to build yourself a staircase to heaven. You can try anything, do anything you want. But you will also have 97% available. That is your own personal, untapped, unused, pure potential as a human being. So we've only used 3% of our human experience at this point, and we've got 97% more to go. We have our God DNA that's not affected by what we've inherited from our parents. And we have new material to create a whole different destiny, a better body, not linked to the patterns of the past. There are 10 more strands of DNA just waiting to be activated, to bundle themselves in 5 more pairs, making 12 strands and manifesting the golden mean. AB is equal to 1 plus the square root of 5 divided by 2. This perfect form, the golden mean, permeates all structures, forms, and proportions, whether cosmic or individual, organic or inorganic, acoustic or optical. It manifests in the geometry of crystals, in the branches of trees and plants, in the skeleton of animals, but has yet to be manifested in its fullest realization in the human form. And then it was proven in a laboratory that there was a scientist who was using a tone pitched at 528 hertz to repair hereditary DNA, proving again and again that nothing is set in stone. So you don't need to operate and take out a cancer gene. You just alter the DNA in the cancer gene and change the sequencing. It can be changed. This means that hereditary weaknesses can be altered. This would mean I don't have to get heart trouble if my dad had heart trouble. Vibration changes cellular structure. Everything inside the including the DNA inside of every cell can be altered and changed by the right vibration. A cancer cell can be entered by the right vibration, and that cell can be completely altered and changed. So, Dr. Pert said that receptors function as a scanner. They wait for the right ligand to come dancing along through the fluid surrounding each cell, and they mount them, binding with them and tickling them to turn them on and get them motivated to vibrate a message into the cell. Binding of the ligand to the receptor is likened to two voices striking the same note and producing a vibration that rings the doorbell to open the doorway to the cell. So this means that this 528 hertz tone can open the doorway to the cell and get to the DNA. Not a chemical or a drug that has all kinds of side effects and is only temporary and creates dependence upon the continual use of the drug, but a musical tone. What a wondrous way to heal people. Play music. Sound the right tone. What is one of the tones that will open this doorway? It's the 528 hertz. And this vibration of 528 hertz has a sound. It hums like the hum of an engine. And this great energy engine that you are is powered by love. And the sound of love is a vibration that is measured and is 528 hertz, which is also the sound that NASA found out is the sound our sun makes, 528 hertz. And originally, this was the Mi note on a piano. So you would think we could just go to our piano and play Mi, you know, Do, Re, Mi, the Mi. The Mi note used to be 528 hertz. But alas, now the Mi note on the piano is only 512 hertz. And do you want to know what happened to the Mi note? Well, let me tell you. All of our music today has been premeditatively recalibrated using a 440 hertz just toned temperament tuning system rather than the pure even-tone temperament which was originally developed by Pythagoras using his understanding of mathematics. So we no longer have this pure tone in any of our music in the Western world today. That old Mi note that has now been retuned in a different temperament, what is temperament? Well, music is mathematics. Intervals, integers, fractions, ratios. Music is vibration, frequency. And these frequencies are measured in hertz. And all Western music today is tuned by 12-tone equal temperament. And some believe that our current tuning system is responsible for much of our cultural psychology, the fact that we're so geared toward progress and action and violence and so little attuned to contentment and bliss. because the 12-tone equal temperament mistunes all consonant intervals. 12-tone equal temperament is a limited and closed system. Substituting 12 equally spaced tones for a vast universe of subtle intervallic relationships virtually paints music into a corner from which it has not as yet gotten out. 12-tone equal temperament can create situations such as boxed-in thinking, stuffed and suppressed emotions, fear-based or lack consciousness, all of which then tend to manifest into physical symptoms eventually, which cause disease. All of us every day, including our children, are subject constantly to 12-tone equal temperament, which produces a constant caffeine high, overly busy and nervous. And I believe this is a premeditative, deliberate action of the controllers of our society, because the constant exposure to this type of music is putting everyone on Valium. We've put all the kids on Ritalin instead of putting earphones on them and feeding into their delicate auditory systems music toned in just tone temperament by composers such as Mozart. Just take a look at Tomas on the internet and see what miracles are happening when kids listen to Mozart in just intonation. Our whole society is starved for the primordial sounds of creation in exact ratios and frequencies as when they were first sounded forth. When 12-tone equal temperament began to be used, and which is being used today, it is a pure violation of nature. It is like throwing away the key to the universe. And what were we just talking about? The sounds that are the key that open the doors to ourselves. It's been thrown away. What about just intonation? The special qualities of just intonation intervals, if you've never heard them, create clarity, purity, smoothness, and stability. Now, Pythagoras' theory of the ratios for octaves and fifths was a small subset of his general conception of the universe, which he perceived as defined by mathematics. And the proportions of the musical intervals, like the laws governing geometric shapes and the laws directing the movements of the planets, were all part of the natural order of the cosmos, all of which have simple mathematical formulas. And the musical formulas reflected the vibrations of man's nature, which Pythagoras called musica humana. We are just a silent symphony, continuously sounding music, which is either in harmony or disharmony with ourself or our environment. This is just so much bigger than what we realize. We are either in harmony or disharmony with all of the music of all of the heavenly spheres as they move in their orbits. Because we live in a vastly thrumming universe, all parts of nature and all parts of us as humans resonating together in sympathetic vibration. Are you getting this? Not only do the organs inside of our body hum along together as they vibrate in resonance, everything in our body is also humming along together with everything in the universe. So man messed around with the intervals. Man changed the ratios. Well, well, well. As Gomer Pyle said, surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, because Earth is a free will planet, you can just do whatever you want to here. And this is how that original me note at 528 hertz got altered And we lost that key to the universe's power to create, to repair, to alter, and change matter. And music became a method to separate man from his natural God source. And music became a tool to manipulate and control us rather than to soothe us and heal us and bring joy out of sorrow and dissolve guilt and fear and to raise the nature and the mind of man into the nature and mind of God, to bring harmony and a quorum of agreement, to find the answer to a riddle, and to heal and to produce miracles. So what do we do now? How do we find the key again? So I have a couple suggestions. First, a simple way is to order a tuning fork that is tuned to the original primordial sound of creation at 528 hertz. And you can order this tuning fork from www.somaenergetics.com. Now, even the water in which each of your cells, that's in each of your cells that's holding the electrons, it also has a sacred sound of 528 hertz. So I'm suggesting that you order the tuning fork and then together with your attention and intention, sound the tone. And with the power of your will, spin the electrons in all of your cells to harmonize with the sound of love, which is the 528 hertz, and see what happens. And to amplify this action for you, my second suggestion is to go out into nature with your bare feet on the grass so you're connected to the heartbeat of Mother Earth and sit in the sun so that now you are connected with the heart of the sun, which also hums at a vibration of 528 hertz. And sound your tuning fork, 528 hertz, and hum with it. And then with all of your attention and intention, by the power of your will, with the power of your mind and the energy of your heart, spin your electrons. And you will be in total and complete alignment and agreement with the original love that desired you and created you in the first place. And you will feel the source of this love for you in a way perhaps you've never felt before. And you will feel like you belong. And you will begin to know your own truth of who you are and why you are here. You will be empowered in a new way in your life. And you will begin to see beyond the chaos and the confusion. And see the glorious eternal plan for you. And you will see how you can contribute to the success of the plan. And you will feel your energetic body begin to dance to the rhythm of joy, like bubbles of champagne within every cell in your body. Because your body is a perfectly created machine that has capabilities beyond the range of your experience at this time. And you are now ready to go beyond the boundaries of the current system of domination and control because you're now ready to be in charge yourself. No longer seeking for answers outside of yourself, but looking to the sacred knowledge and the eternal wisdoms that are within you. And as you tap into these inner resources, your outer life will begin to be transformed and regenerated into a field of personal happiness that you have only dreamed about so far. And it's time now to be awake in your dream. It's time to be the master of your fate. It's time to unite in purpose and just plain grit and determination with the creative source of all energy and be the captain of your soul. And I also suggest that you begin to keep a diary and begin to write down every day what happens, because you're going to begin to see a pattern of perfection develop in your life. Events will begin to be synchronized. Things will happen in divine order, so keep a record of them so you can rewrite the neural pathways in the frontal cortex of your brain so that these new patterns will become just the natural pattern of your life from now on. And also drink a lot of water, a lot of water, because as you spin these electrons in the cells of your body, you're going to be dislodging everything in there that no longer is good for you, that no longer is in the pattern for your life now. So drink a lot of water so your body can use its perfect elimination system to just flush out all that old way of thinking. And also be careful how much alcohol or high sugar stuff that you eat, because it's better to let your body use all of its resources to clear and cleanse without any other hindrances. And try to cut down on the amount of television you watch. Try not to watch any shows that are concerned with murder or killing. Try not to listen to any of the news. Just listen to Mozart or any great meditative music. There are some wonderful meditative music videos on YouTube that have been created using this 528 hertz tone. And also, the music I use here on my program is by visionarymusic.com. And this is a 4-series CD that is created to activate those other tens of DNA for you as you move into your future human self. Now, I gave you a lot of information tonight. Some of it's pretty complicated. And you might need to listen to this 2 or 3 times or do your own research on the internet about DNA and about music. Music is just a fascinating subject. And sound is going to be the new energy medicine, because these tones are the keys to creating the type of cells that will make the person that we want to be. And so this is Marcianne, and I'm going to say aloha now. Aloha in that ancient Hawaiian language means hello, goodbye, I love you, and the original meaning was aloha is to be happy with. And I am happy with you, and I thank you again for stopping by tonight.